Hello and welcome to the Bring Back the Poetry podcast. I am your poet and host, Jason Tomlinson. Today's poem is called Room for Surprise and how sometimes our expectations leave no room for surprise. I'm hesitant to arrive at any super duper concrete conclusions, so I just want to say that this is a observation, not a conclusion, and it is not perfect. So there. Beautiful day today in Middle Tennessee, and I'm thankful for many, many things and many, many people. Here is Room for Surprise. Leave room for surprise to such a degree that you could be caught off guard frequently, because guardedness and careful preparation are the allies of expectation. And expectation is the enemy of surprise. Complete predictability before your eyes. But when we lose expectation, the whole world is full of wonder. Surprise is around, over, and under. Take, for example, the weeds seen here. Who would have thought they could appear with such presentation of beauty outside? With little to no effort, they barely tried. But someone with a camera and two keen eyes got down and found us all a surprise. I bet she didn't expect to behold such a view. She got a surprise. What about you? The weeds that I'm referring to are little puffballs out in a field. And my friend Joy, thank you so much for the picture, Joy Mead. She got the picture and got down and got a really, as you see there, wonderful angle on it. And, you know, we were talking about this at dinner tonight, and there's something about expectations and how they put major limits, major hindrances on surprises. And we also talked about how children are really good at being surprised, and it's because their expectations, not always, but compared to adults, their expectations are much lower, much more reasonable, at best. And it's funny to think about kids and surprises and puff ball weeds, because kids love blowing those things. And here it is in springtime, so I can almost guarantee when you walk outside, you're going to see some of those things. And when you do, just let it remind you to leave room for surprise where normally you might not. On that note, I'm out. Please make sure you listen to tomorrow's podcast, which will feature Rashad the Poet. And I think you will be blessed. See ya.